Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Producer Dan has become the new Kennedy when it comes to flat tires around here.
Oh, my God, dude.
Kennedy was the queen of the flat tire. I mean, it just seemed like...
Well, I think I still am, but ...
Yeah, Producer Dan's coming for your title.
Yeah.
There's room for a prince in the royal tree.
Sure. When you get to 13, let me know, but here we go.
I hope not. Kennedy.
And you've only had this car for how long now?
2 years.
Yeah, and this is the second or third time you had a flat?
It's been the second time in like 2 months.
Yeah.
I haven't needed a flat tire in years, and now suddenly they're just pouring flat tires. So on Thursday after the show, I leave around 11:30 noon most days, and it's like 11:30, and you know the thing where you're like, should I get gas the night before or should I not? So I figured I'd just go in, I have enough to get in, let's get gas after the show.
Relatable
so
content.
I have like 8 miles to eat. I don't have enough to get home.
Plenty of time.
So I'm like, there's a gas station 0.2 mile from here. I know exactly where I'm going to go. I'll get some gas, I'll head home. So on that 0.2 mile drive from the radio station to the gas station, I turn, I bang a left, and then I didn't even see it. It was right at the edge of the corner. Boom. You know when you hit and you can feel the bottom of your car?
It's just done.
And you knew, I know immediately. And then the low tire pressure thing pops up on my screen. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. And I'm so close to the gas station. I pull up and then it immediately blows. It's flat as hell. So I pull into the CVS. Directly, I can see the gas station. It's next to the CVS.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull into the parking lot and I stop and I'm like, crap. And I don't know why they don't sell new cars with spare tires anymore, but they just don't.
Some do, but some don't.
This would have been a 20-minute scenario for me.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I'll call AAA. They'll get it towed. We'll get it towed to the tire place, whatever. It'll be 2 hours out of my day. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I called AAA. They said, all right, we'll have a technician out by 1 o'clock. It's probably 11:45 right now. It's like, we'll have a technician over by 1 p.m. Just hang out. I said, okay. So my car is at 8 miles to E. I don't want to leave it idling for an hour and a half because then I'm going to have no gas when I leave the tire place. I'll be stuck on the side of the road again. So I go into Dunkin' Donuts and I'll just wait for an hour. I'll have a coffee. I'll play on my phone.
I would have done the same thing.
They'll text me.
No.
You know, hey, we're on our way. I'll walk over to the car and then we'll be good.
100%.
So I go over there. It's 11:45-ish. And then it's 12, then it's 12:15, then it's 12:30, and then it's 1 o'clock, the latest they're supposed to be there, and nothing happens. Like, whatever, we're in Boston. They're busy in Boston. So it's 1:15, and I'm like, this is weird.
And you're not getting text messages from them or anything?
I have received nada.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is weird. I'm going to see what's going on.
Right.
So I walk back over to my car. I'm pulling up AAA on my phone. I go back over into the parking lot, and my car is gone. It has disappeared.
AAA towed your car without you there?
That's very odd.
I walk into the CVS. So I say, hey, I had a car here. I just got a flat on the side of the road. I pulled in to wait for AAA. Where's my car? And the CVS says, we don't own this parking lot.
Oh, that was their response?
Somebody else owns this parking lot.
So they knew.
My car got impounded.
No.
For being in a parking lot for an hour with a flat tire while I waited for AAA. And there was 150 open spots. I was not taking up space.
Wow.
It got impounded for being there for 1 hour with a flat tire while I was waiting for AAA.
Oh my goodness.
So now I call AAA and I'm like, where the hell were you guys? My car just got impounded because you never showed up.
What did they say?
And I never received a notification from you. Usually you get like, your technician is on the way or something.
I'm sure you're in a great mood too and super polite.
I can't say any of the words I used on the radio. So they're like, we called the number and nobody answered and the technician showed up and nobody was at the car, so he left.
Oh my God.
So apparently they had the wrong information somehow, which is weird because I've used them before.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow the lines got mixed and they had the wrong phone number for my phone.
So they were reaching out to somebody else.
So there was I got zero contact. So now I call the tow company who impounded it because at the other end of the parking lot, there's a little sign that says if you...
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
Are we sure it wasn't the same person working for AAA, like double dipping? It's like, hey, I got this car sitting in the lot I can tow for some money.
I call the tow company. I say, hey, man, I got a flat tire. I pulled in to call AAA. You guys towed me within an hour. And he goes, yeah, you can't park here. I said, what am I going to do? Leave it on the street? I had to park somewhere while the AAA got here.
And they just went,
doesn't matter, can't park here. And I was like, this is a money grab. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
Doesn't matter, can't park here.
Oh, yeah, fight with tow people.
It was there for an hour. Care. You're just taking advantage of people that are in a bad situation.
That is the worst.
They go, you can't park here. So I had to call an Uber to the impound lot, where I then had to pay $180 to get it unimpounded.
Sure.
But
$180?
And they only...
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. For an hour in a CVS parking lot.
That seems like excessive.
So then,
in the city, I think they can only charge you $90
They only take cash at the tow place, so I had to use their stupid ATM with a $4 fee to pay them for taking my car that was there for an hour with the flat tire. So then I'm back on the phone with AAA. I'm like, hey, man, what the hell happened? You guys were supposed to come. You never showed up. Like, we had the wrong number. I'm like, please put the right number in this time. You guys have to pay for this impounding, and that's probably not going to happen.
No.
But they're like, we can't take the car out of the impound lot. There's rules.
No.
So I had to drive my car on the rim that's flat down the road.
No, you probably ruined your rim.
Until I could find a spot in Boston with enough room for a tow truck to come. So I get it out. And I'm waiting again for AAA, and my phone at this point is at like 6% battery. But I can't turn it on and charge it in my car charger because my car is at 5 miles before E.
Could put it on accessory. That doesn't use gas.
So I'm at this like weird thing where it's like, my phone's going to die while I'm waiting for AAA. Do I turn my car on and charge it, let my car die? So then another hour and a half. So now it's like 4 p.m. from when this started at 11:30. Right. The AAA guy finally comes. And he's the nicest guy of all time. And he wanted to chat with me the whole ride. And I was like, I'm not in a chatty mood right now, man.
Well, they can't just fix it right there. They can't put a donut on. They got to take it to a place.
He doesn't have a donut.
Oh, that's right.
Brought it to Town Fair Tire. Yeah, if I had a donut, I would have done it myself. Mm-hmm. Brought it to Town Fair Tire.
Lovely people
there. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
I explained my whole day to them. They're like, well, hopefully this will be much less painful. I was in and out of there after another hour.
Yeah.
$180.
So. How much did it cost you total then? That was $300.
Including the lift. $400.
$400.
For my day. And 6 hours of my day on the side of my time. Being on the side of the road, not being able to use my phone or sit in my car with the air conditioning.
Oh, damn.
But
so sorry.
We got there. The universe tested me.
How was that coffee from Dunk's?
Not worth it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.